Welcome back to Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Sylvie Rokosch is with us from the Michigan Tech volleyball team. Boy, did they have a great weekend. First road matches of the season, and they win both of them. First GLIAC matches, too. They are undefeated 2-0 in GLIAC play. Sylvie, I'm glad you were able to find the place. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
She had a little trouble fighting. I'm sure you're right up on that.
There we go.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're a junior from Canada and got the hat rocking today. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, studying at Michigan Tech now. I'm obviously a junior mechanical engineer. Just came up to Houghton, and I'm really enjoying myself up here. It's just a fantastic place.
I'll ask the question before Wes does. Tell us how you were recruited and how you became a Michigan Tech Husky.
Recruiting was a little bit different for me compared to other athletes. I was actually recruited by one coach, and then there was a transition period. And then when I came in, Matt Jennings was then in system. So his first day was my first day, so gotcha. it was a little bit different that way. All of us Canadian girls that have been a part of the team, we're all recruited the same sort of way, and we just kind of came in very well respected by the coaches and the staff, and we're very welcomed. And
you get a little nervous with something like that, obviously, because you're not your guy. The guy that brought you in is not here, and obviously it was an easy transition for you.
I chose to make it easy.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, it's an amazing school, and I chose the school.
Yeah.
Most recruiters, when they ask you how you get somewhere, the first question they ask you is, if you get a knee injury tomorrow, do you want to be at that school? And without a doubt, this was the school for me.
That's a good way to put it. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk about your volleyball past. Where did you play, and how did you get seen by the recruiters and find your way playing college volleyball?
My past is a little different. Obviously, in Canada, we still do have club sports and everything, and then as well provincial team. I don't think you guys have that down here. It's like it would be equivalent to like the top athletes from every state mm-hmm. coming and playing against each other, and so we got to really play around with those like growing up, and then a lot of recruiting happens through those, and then actually Michigan Tech was a bit of a not a fluke, but it was just kind of like a perfect alignment. My uncle had been talking about the school, and then I happened to go to one recruiting camp, and Michigan Tech was there, and it was their first year, I think, there, or not first year, it was the first time I had been there when they were there. And we just, like, the stars aligned. I was given, like, a recruiting package, and they were like, we're interested. I go and I talk to my uncle, and I was like, so have you heard of this school? He's like, Sylvie, I've been telling you about this school for years. Why have you not said yes already? So it was...
How was he so familiar with it? Did he go here?
No, my uncle, he lives in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
And my cousin, she obviously looked at the place. She looked at a lot of places, and she's got a lot of friends that are graduates from here.
Okay.
So it was just some freaky coincidence that worked out perfectly.
And we say you're from Canada, but I don't think we ever said
Calgary,
you're
right?
From Calgary, which is not exactly, you know, it's not like Windsor or,
no.
You know, somewhere nearby. Obviously, that's a ways away.
No, yeah, it's a whopping 27 and a half hours away, and I drive every one of those. Yeah.
How about mechanical engineering? How did you pick that, and is that something your folks do, or just something that you were interested in out of school?
It's a little bit different. I was about 6 years old, and... I love cars, and I decided I wanted to become a mechanical engineer at six, and from then on, it was more of just a goal of finding out the best way to be able to do so. So
I could say engineer when I was six.
Yeah, I was pretty motivated.
All right, well, what do you drive if you're all interested in cars?
Ford Explorer.
Well, yeah. You're still a college student. I mean, you can get some, credit for, you know, you don't have a nice
running.
Car yet.
Yeah. She's still running.
That's all that matters. A to B, right?
Exactly.
Well, how about you got another road trip coming up. Talk about, you know, the season so far. And obviously, big couple wins to start the season. But you go back on the road. What are the expectations as you head back out this weekend?
This weekend is another chance. It's another opportunity, really, for us to take another leap forward as a whole unit. Like with this last weekend, getting the two wins in a row is huge for our program. And then with the teams we have coming up, we totally have, like, the potential is there for us to go another 2-0, make a statement in the GLIAC, and really, you know, prove wrong that those coaches' polls at the start of the season were just not right.
Coaches' polls, that's all they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Coach Jennings keeps telling us, and I totally believe it. Even though you guys were only able to muster that one win in the tournament the other weekend, the quality of competition was so good that
phenomenal.
He saw so many good things from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worried at all. Wasn't worried at all about that this first weekend, obviously, and what's coming ahead in the season.
No, there was no reason to worry. I mean, we're a very young team, no seniors, so that makes a huge difference. And every time we get to play with each other, we're learning more about each other, and that's what's really making the difference. That first tournament, we were playing against amazing teams. And so when they're bringing in that competition, we as a group have to be able to learn quicker. And so we have two freshman middles on the floor, and they're just doing a fantastic job jumping right into our system. And like, if we didn't have them, we'd be in a different place. And so it's like the whole team is just really gelling well and pushing through the challenges that we were really facing with that weekend. And
Sylvie Rolkosch is with us from the Michigan Tech volleyball team. How tight-knit are these women's volleyball teams compared to what you see from other female team sports? Because from outsiders, it seems like women's sports are often more... They're more friends. They're more tight knit than maybe some of the male sports. Do you see that at all? And do you think volleyball is even a step above that?
I would say we're all very good friends. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter if you like the person or hate the person. They're going to keep that ball off the ground for you.
Mm-hmm.
So on the court, we're a team. That's all that matters. Off the court, you can be friends. You can be whatever you want. And it's totally fine. Obviously, with our team, there is a serious bonding. When we have, like, this weekend, 12-hour road trips,
right,
you get pretty close.
Sure.
It's you, like, you can't avoid that. But it's a funny bond competition, and it brings out the best in people, and it attracts others. The whole thing is just really a giant relationship that it works out, and there's no issues with our team. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, we're all good with each other.
I think you did pretty good. Good job.
Sylvie, I don't think I've spent a whole lot of time with you, but you seem very calm. Every time we see you on the court, you're a different person. Do you feel like, does that happen? Do you feel that happening when you step between the lines, that you're a different person, that, you know, the intensity just cranks up there?
Yes. There's certainly a game phase. I am not quite as intense in person, I'd like to hope, as I am on the court. It's a bit of a transition for some people. Those who have only seen me on the court know one side. Those who have never seen me on the court know another side. And so it's fun sometimes to get the reactions from folks who have never gotten to see that side of me.
How much does that emotion play into the game for you? Or do you think, like, are you trying to be intimidating to the other side?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you're 6'2". I mean, there's not too many players of your size out there, you know. So I think that could be an advantage. Do you try to use it as such?
It's a physical presence. Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid. And as well, the confidence, I'm willing to stare down an opponent or awkwardly fist bump, and
awkwardly fist bump.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Two big matches this week and another road trip, and the confidence is sky high, it seems, right now for this team.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And we wish you the best of luck. Can't thank you enough for finding the place. And maybe we'll have you back real soon. We certainly hope so. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Sylvie Rolkosch from the Michigan Tech volleyball team right here. More Drive Time coming up right after these.